个人
就是你那看不到谁谁谁讲
你到哪里去啊
哎就问
为什么你没有来啊
Why didn't you come?
这几堂所讲的
What we have spoken about these two sessions
我相信你可以保存一下
I believe that you can keep them
因为这不但帮助你
Not only will help you
帮助你以后孩子们
So that you help your children also
帮助你的朋友亲戚
Have your friends and relatives,
你的邻居，你的同事
，your neighbors, your colleagues.
因为这个事情太大了。
Because this is a very big, big event.
这个是关系到神与我们之间的一件很重要、有关键性、有影响信仰的事件。
It is an event which is critical, and so hinging on it, it influences our belief in God.
我到底是一个生物。自然淘汰过程中间的产品呢
Am I just a product of the natural selection of nature?
我到底是生命的源头用超自然力量创造出来的
Or am I actually a one who is a nature but created by the supernatural God?
如果是自然演化过程的产品
If it is a product through the natural selection
这个过程到底是有目的的谁定这个目的
This process is that a purpose If it is so, who determined the purpose?
如果这个自然演化的过程是没有目的的
If this natural process of selection there's no purpose
自然的本身怎么可能有向上向更高向更完美去求进步的这种可能性
Then how come there's a possibility for nature to seek an advancement which is upward and also toward perfection?
你相信在物之外有超物对物的定对物的计划这原来是很合理性的
And it is only but too reasonable we believe that outside of things there's something which is superabit and other plan also have a purpose for it
而你相信没有超自然的干预自然本身是随便冲撞结果产生更完美更高层的成就这是完全不合理
But if you were to believe that it's no supernatural intervention and then this nature can move towards a better life that is not reasonable
当然这是有关于目的论的论证的问题
Of course this concerns of teleology
这个 teleology 在希腊文是从一个字叫 telos 开始的
telos is a great word
telos 的意思就是有目的的
telos means there's a purpose at the end
一个孩子生出来
a baby is born
他会不会为自己定一个目的呢
can it fit for itself a purpose
如果会的话
if it can
他这个会是从哪里来的
then where come this ability to fit
一个孩子慢慢长大的时候
and as the baby grows
有一个父母有一些长辈在后面督促他计划他鼓励他鞭策他使他达到比他更有智慧更有经验的长辈为他定的目的前进
And behind this baby there is this parent, this elder that try to compel, try to force or to plan for him so that he reach higher purpose
那个目的是在他之外
And that purpose outside of the baby
但那个目的变成在他之内
But then that purpose now also endure in him to be internalized
因为当长辈不在父母离开世界的时候
Because at the time when the parents pass away the elders are no more there
曾经为他定的目的可以继续引爆他向更完美的地步前进
This purpose which is fixed for him now will guide him so that advance forward
所以当你看见大自然是一个自然而然本来这样没有更高的智慧它自我形成更完美更理想更高等的层次的这种可能性实在是很难思议的
It is unimaginable that we can think that in this natural world there is no something which is outside of it supernatural of it and it move forward to advance to a better and upper purpose
所以目的论的问题
So teleology
已经超越了科学现象论的范围了
It actually transcends the phenomenal scientific phenomenal world
是一个计划性的东西
It is something which is planned
换句话说这个世界有计划者在世界之背后
In other words there is a designer between this world
为什么这个世界的背后有一个计划者呢
Why is that behind this world there's one who planned for it
因为这个世界本来是不存在的
Because actually this world did not exist by itself
后来因为某种目的被造而存在
But because there's some purpose and then it was created and it exists
这个世界的存在不是永远是这样
So the existence of this world doesn't continue forever the same
因为连进化论都承认正在改变越来越好
Because even evolution will believe that we are not advancing to a better one
所以这样有目的 这是共同承认的一个原理。
So it's a common affirmation that there is a purpose.
那么你除非相信有一个创造者为这个被造界定了计划。定的目的
unless you believe that this creator, that for this world which created, that fixed a purpose and an aim,
你就呢不得不承认盲目的瞎子是什么都看得见。
Then you have to acknowledge the blind man cannot see everything.
所以从这样的角度来看
，so from this perspective,
你相信自然是自己能够成为这样的自然。
If you believe that nature receive exists naturally,
自然是能够慢慢演进到更高潮。超乎他自己，超乎他过去，超乎他原来的本质的，这种的信仰是需要很大的信心。
And then this faith that must have to believe that this nature can evolve and to be a better world, you need a very big faith.
一个不相信上帝的人，因为他说我不能有这样的信心。
A one who doesn't believe in God, he says, I cannot have this kind of faith.
那么他就用不需要信心去制造一个与基督教信仰相违背的理论。
So then he created a theory which he said that I do not need any faith to believe in that.
逻辑来说，那种理论所需要的信心是比信上帝创造界还更大更大的信心。
From logic, the faith that's required from this kind of theory is greater than to believe that God creates.
那种信心的本身是根本没有办法证明的。
And that kind of faith that he has cannot be proven.
正像你看见一个引力的球，他自己会想应当撞到哪里，应当进到哪一个网，应当为西班牙的 Juventus 来得到一个更大的足球上的成功。
Just like you see a football that it itself can help the Brazilian to go in the goal.
好，对不起，用一个 Real Madrid 就是西班牙皇家足球队为他们争光。
The Real Madrid, they can fight for the glory of Real Madrid.
这个死的球怎么会有目的观呢
？This dead football, how could it have a purpose of destiny?
所以如果进化论
，if evolution，
相信一切是向最高的一个目的前进的话。
What to believe that all things progress to a higher purpose？
啊，有认为这死的物质是有目的观的意思。
And also to acknowledge that this big thing have a consequence of destiny，
是绝对是不可思议的事。
Absolutely, it is unimaginable。
当我很年轻的时候
，when I was still very young，
我是进化论的信徒。
I actually was a follower of this evolution。
我曾经接受整套的进化论。
I accepted the total theory of evolution。
但是事情并不像年轻人所想的那么简单。
But things are not simple as we young people would like to be。
最后我发现许多许多的困难不。是知识上的现象上的困难。
Finally, I find that this thing, the difficulty lies not on the knowledge of phenomena difficulty.
那些困难已经超乎这界。
It transcends the matter world.
那些困难已经在一个不是用科学的范围可以解决的范围里面。
It is something that cannot be solved in the realm of science.
所以我就慢慢思考，慢慢改变。
Slowly, I think and I change.
我想，我如果要把我思想的变迁以及对信仰的探索是经过的多少冤枉路，多少的审查，多少的更正，那我一定写不完的。
If I were to tell you the process of my changing, my correction, and of all this the way that I've gone through, I cannot finish it.
那我要对这一时代的青年们，以及下一代、再下一代、再下一代青年。交代一件事
But to the young people of this generation, next and the next generation, I want to tell you one thing.
我要确定那件事，是不是呢？我是基督徒，所以基督教一定是真理。
I want to decide on one thing. Is it because I'm a Christian and that's why I say that Christianity is the truth?
或者因为基督教是真理，所以我才做基督徒。
Or is it because Christian is the truth, and that's why I become a Christian?
如果因为我是基督徒，所以我无论我强着嘴说基督教一定是真理，这是信仰。
If it is because I am a Christian, and that's why I have forced myself to believe that Christianity is truth, that is only by the faith.
哦，所以这种信仰不是以真理为前提。而是以自我中心为前提。
And this kind of faith do not have our this truth as a premise, but my own as a premise.
因为我是基督徒嘛。
Because I am a Christian.
所以基督教一定是对的。
And that's Christianity must be right.
为什么基督教是对的嘛
？Why say it must be right?
因为我是基督徒嘛。
Because I'm a Christian.
所以我就成为决定 基督教是不是真理的最基本的原因。
So I, this ego, becomes a very fundamental reason to prove that Christianity is true.
但如果基督教本来就是真理，
But if Christianity is itself true,
那我不得不要接受，因为真理是真理，所以我就变成基督徒。
So I cannot help but to accept it because truth is truth, and that's why I turn to be a Christian.
当我十七岁的那一年，
at that year when I was 17,
我越做这种挣扎，做这种决定。
And in this struggle, trying to make this decision,
很艰难的时间。
And that was a very, very difficult time indeed.
很困难的感受。
Was a very difficult feeling.
那也是很困难的一个经历。
And very difficult experience.
很困难的一个决定。
Very difficult decision.
那个时候，无论我的兄弟，无论我的师长，无论我的老师，无论我的同学，没有一个人可以帮助我。
Whether my classmates, my brothers, my teachers, they cannot help me.
我在思想跟意识里面的自我争斗、自我辩论、自我选择，要自我对自己很多的检讨。
In my thinking faculty, a lot of self-examination, a lot of consequences, a lot of decision to make.
我想呢，这是很多青年人缺乏的一个东西。
I believe this is something a lot of young people are lacking.
因为你缺乏这样的东西，所以你的信仰就不会坚定。
Because you are lacking all these things, that's why your faith is not strong enough.
因为你缺乏这样的东西，你没有办法用清楚的话语解释为什么你信。
Because you lack this, that's why you cannot explain your faith in a very clear manner.
所以那些从来没有发问题的人是很有问题的。
So for those who never ask questions, they are very questionable.
那些充满问题的人好像很啰嗦，是没有什么问题的。
And those are full with questions and as if they are very long with it, they are one with a problem.
真正的问题在哪里呢？
Where lies the true problem?
就是你应该有问题，但你又不知道什么叫问题。
That is that you have problem, but you don't know where lies the problem.
而以为自己什么问题都没有的，就是一大堆问题的人。
And those who thought that he doesn't have any problem at all, he would have a lot of problems.
所以当我挣扎、摔跤、自我争辩，结果我知道基督教是真理的时候，
When I struggle, when I wrestle with myself, finally I find that Christianity is the truth.
我就决定一生不但有基督教的信仰。
So I decided for my whole life, the only I want to have a Christian faith.
我更成为真理的信仰辩护，为真理的信仰做见证的传道人。
And all the more, I want to be someone who testify, witness, apologize for this Christianity.
现在我已经不是年轻人了。
I'm no more young.
我盼望训练一批的青年人有这种争斗，有这种奋发，有这种的经历。
How I hope that I can train young generation who had the spirit of fighting and struggle and also conflict.
我从开始第一句话到现在所讲的这些，
From the first statement after until now,
不是正面解答进化与创造之间的争辩的这个内容。
And it's not positive content to argue about this evolution.
而是与大家提到前提上的方法论的问题。
But rather to mention the premise, the methodology.
我盼望今天可以讲完。
I hope I can finish tonight.
其实我讲完了还有很多的材料还没有讲。
Because even I finish tonight, there's still a lot of things in my mind I've not delivered yet.
是不是又再讲？
Maybe in the future, would I continue?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是每一次我讲的时候，
But every time when I preach on it,
我绝对不会浪费你的时间。
Absolutely, I will not waste a single minute of yours.
我要把你的思想引导到一个负责任、严肃、顺从面对真理的态度面前。
I will guide your thinking faculty so that you adopt an attitude which is right and also will correct towards the truth.
上个礼拜我们思想的大文自己的思想经历。
And last week we pondered upon the personal thinking experience of Darwin.
作为一个有科学观念的人，
Being a one who has a scientific concept,
他当然不能随便接受人云亦云传了几千年那种现成的教条的信仰。
Of course, you cannot just accept the hearsay about those creeds of the church.
何况大文受了 Francis Bacon 科学新方法论的传统的影响。
And all the more this Darwin has been influenced by the inductive method of Francis Bacon.
所以正像在十三世纪的时候，
Like the 13th century,
Aristotle 的影响重新复苏起来。
The influence of Aristotle revived.
所以反不认识阿里斯托德的就是不是知识分子。
So for those who do not know about Aristotelian philosophy, he is not an intellectual.
照样到了十七、十八世纪的时候，
So when it comes to 17th and 18th century,
反正不明白规 量化的这个 Francis Bacon 的理论的人都是不懂科学的人。
Those who do not understand the inductive method of Francis Bacon are those who don't know about science.
那么这些的理论
And these are theories.
是观察现象归纳的结果。
It is also a product of the observation of the phenomena of the world.
探讨自然。
And to investigate into the
观察现象
to observe the phenomena,
归纳所有的资讯
and make an induction of information,
产生一些原理的这种了解
to produce understanding by theory,
这是每一个科学工作者应当有的态度
This is the attitude whether every scientist or every science student
must have 你说这不是我以为
And you see, this time, I feel it.
这不是我想
or I thought.
这不是我认为
or I find it.
我相信应当是这样才对
That I believe that if it is so, then it's right.
其实我刚刚讲的这几种话都是不大负责任的话
Actually, these few statements I've said are irresponsible.
你怎么这样讲呢
How do you say that?
我想是这样的吗
I think it must be so.
你想是这样讲
You think it's so.
你嘴蓝嘛
Or you is the way you think.
你自己想的
You think in that manner.
事情不是这样的
But things are not
like
that.
你你假设的
you assume it,
但是很可惜的
but very
就是达尔文的物种起源里面就充满这种话
or the original species of Darwin a lot of this kind of statement
所以严格的说起来
very strict
达尔文一方面用科学方法论
Darwin on one hand he adopted scientific method
另外一方面他没有办法解脱自己跟他反对的理论所用的那种自我想象做基础的这种错误的方法
On the other hand, he himself cannot be liberated from the thinking that I think it is so.
你还记得我上个礼拜对你们讲什么呢
Do you still remember what I spoke to you last week?
The Origin of Species 这本书里面
物种的起源这本书
大问 We may imagine
大问说我们可以想象
I think
我想
Suppose
可能
Hypothetically speaking
那么这个假设吧
It might be
可能是这样
Possibly
可能是这样吧
这种话一共1170多次
1170 times of this statement
所以这就证明他这个本书根本不是严谨的科学理论
This is simply the proof that his book is not a very stringent scientific book
他的理论本身不是科学研究的必然结果
His postulation actually could not be a result of the scientific research
所以是他用假设的推想方法论牵涉到科学的生物研究里面
He uses these speculative kind of inferences now become the scientific conclusion
所以到那个时候刚刚这个演出这种就刚刚发生这个进化论的革命的时候
Even though at that time they just started the revolution of evolution
就一鸣惊人纸贵洛阳
So overnight he was become famous
不但如此达文两个最好的朋友
And also two good friends of Darwin
一个人叫做 Thomas HenryHuxley
Once called Thomas Henry Huxley
不是科幻所叫的 Huxley 不是那个哈
Not to frighten you in Hucka
另外一个是叫做呢 Sir Herbert Spencer
And they went up and named Sir Herbert Spencer
这两个人不到十年里面就把达尔文的进化论推广到全地球上讲英文的世界里面
These two persons less than 10 years they propagate this thought of Darwin throughout the all English speaking world
所以学术界的历史中间
So in the academic world history
没有一种理论借着一本书不到十年就变成全世界通行的新知识的工具
There have not been actually a theory within less than a year a single book become a tool of scientific study
那达尔文的时代也就是大英帝国最昌盛的十九世纪的时代
The Darwin's age actually was the age of the Great Britain's age of the 19th century
印度是属于英国的
India belongs to the Great Britain
现在的 Pakistan 那个时候还是印度的一部分是属于英国的
Pakistan at that time was part of India belonged to Great Britain
缅甸是属于英国的
Burma also belonged to Great Britain
Palestine 那个时候还没有以色列是属于英国的
Palestine at that time was not Israel yet belongs to Great Britain
Arab又 一大片的土地是属英国的。
And much of the land of Herod also belonged to Great Britain.
非洲有许多的国家是属英国的。
Many of the nations of Africa continent also belonged to Great Britain.
加拿大也是它联邦的一部分。
Canada actually is a commonwealth of Great Britain.
澳洲整个大陆是英国的。
The whole continent of Australia belonged to Great Britain.
New Zealand 是英国的。
New Zealand belonged to Great Britain.
南非有许多的邦国是属英国的。
And also South Africa, many of these nations also belong to Great
Britain. 整个世界变成
the whole world,
大不列颠帝国的天下
become the world of the Great Britain Empire.
当 Herbert Spencer 跟 Thomas Henry Huxley 把大文的理论普及化的时候
So when this Huxley and Spencer, they propagate also make it a common belief in the world,
全世界讲英文的世界都接受了进化。
In the whole world, the English speaking world accepted evolution.
这是震天动地的一件新时代的知识的革命。
So it is a revolution of a new knowledge, new age that shake the whole world.
在这以前，历史上最可怕的科学革命就是哥本尼的地动学，而不是天动学。
And before this, actually the belief that shake the whole world is a Copernican belief.
所以在这差不多三百多年里面
So about this 300 years,
从天文学的革命一直到生物学的革命
From the revolution of the astronomy coming to the revolution of the biology,
奠定了现代社会的教育跟知识论
It lay at the foundation for the modern education and epistemology.
我们抬头望天的时候，我们知道原来不是地球绕我们的地，不是太阳绕我们的地球，是我们的地球在绕太阳。
So as we lift our head, we find that it is not the sun that revolves around this the earth, but rather the earth actually orbiting around the sun.
这个在学术的名词叫做 It is no more geocenter.But the heliocenter
不再是这个地球为中心，乃是太阳为中心。
是地球绕着太阳，太阳没有动，而不是太阳绕着地球，地球没有动。
But rather it's the sun which is constant without moving. It is the earth of the planet that's moving.
这个 heliocenter astronomy 被丢弃了。
So heliocenter astronomy now been renounced.
对不起，这个 geocenter 这个理论已经被淘汰了。
I'm sorry, the reverse is a geocenter theory now have been renounced.
哥本尼就把人带到一个反对教会传统的新知识里面。
So Copernicus actually brought the world into a new knowledge against the church.
那么教会传统是从哪里来的
？So where come the church tradition?
当然，教会传统是从圣经来的。
Of course, the church tradition comes from the Bible.
因为圣经教导的是反科学的事情吗
？Because the Bible teaches something which is anti-science.
宗教是科学的仇敌。
Then we said religion is the enemy of science.
哥本尼以后。
After Copernicus,
就有很多的人趁机会大大侮辱基督教。
A lot of people took the opportunity to the great insult Christianity.
你们的教皇、你们的主教、你们的牧师都是讲错话的。
So your pope, your archbishop, your pastor all preach wrong things.
因为你们都是跟科学相违背的。
Because you are against science.
你不但不懂科学
，Not only that you do not know about science.
你们反对科学
，But you are anti-science.
你不但反对科学
，Not only anti-science.
你们还逼迫科学家
You persecuted scientists
哥本尼受苦
Copernicus suffer
伽利略受苦
Galileo suffer
又有许多讲真正天文学真理的人都受教会的歧视
So that later on a lot of people that expound on the true truth of astronomy has been persecuted by the church
所以这三四百年以来
So for these 400 years
科学的肯定性
And the affirmation of science,
科学的准确性
and accuracy of science,
慢慢慢慢赢得人的信任同抬头了
Slowly it gained the confidence of man and lift up high now.
教会的无理性
and also the absurdity of the church.
教会的权威性
also the authoritativeness of the
church. 慢慢慢慢被人丢弃下去
Slowly people renounce it.
所以这样人一谈到教会就笑了 so, 你们这些树林人什么都不懂只懂得欺负科学家。
So when people talk about science, they lie because you call a spiritual man, you don't know about science, you don't persecute scientists.
这几百年来人开始说，原来上帝骗我们，原来牧师乱讲，原来教会不懂真理，原来教皇是逼迫那些科学家。
So for these hundreds of years, they say that God actually cheated us, the pastor also cheated us, and we persecute the scientists.
所以人类要起来。
So people must stand up.
联合
，united，
一致。
Together,
反对教会
church,
反对圣经
Bible,
反对教皇
the Pope,
反对上帝
God,
因为那是过时的落后的宗教是一种错误的迷信
because those beliefs actually have been cast away by time
it's a superstitious belief
那是一个迷信的信仰
it's against the truth
那是反对真理的
against the true knowledge
反对真知识的
against the fact in the nature
反对在自然间的实在
we should abandon God
我们应该丢弃神
abandon church
丢弃教会
abandon Bible
我们要丢弃这个圣经
abandon the clergymen and their speeches
我们抛弃圣品人员跟他们的谈论
这是以许多的知识分子产生的一个印象
so this kind of impression coming from a lot of intellectuals
那么从那个时候开始呢
so henceforth
我们教会就慢慢思维一下
we find that it's a window
过去就慢慢吸引了许多的人
side prosperous
普遍的教育就是很多人懂科学就开始离开教会
and the common education teach a lot of people know about science and they leave the church
这是历史上很可悲的事
this is something pitiful in the church
现在为中国的知识分子我要讲几句公道话
now for the intellectuals of this China, I want to say something which is fair.
当科学家所讲的是对的，教会所信的是错的时候，我们应当怎么样呢？
When what scientists say is correct and what the church say is wrong, what must be our attitude?
是不是圣经就是说地球绕太阳的？
Is it the Bible saying that the earth moving around this sun?
是不是圣经给教会有权柄，凡是相信是地球绕太阳的，都应当受迫害呢？
Is it that those who preach about the earth moving around the sun must be persecuted? What the Bible says?
圣经好像有说太阳绕地球。
And since the Bible teach about this sun moving around the earth,
特别在诗篇第四十九篇里面
，and especially in Psalm number 19,
太阳如同新郎出洞房，从东方一直绕到西方。
And the sun like a groom that came out and then it moved from the one side to the other.
地球好像是中心一样。
So as if the earth is a center.
其实这是用文学来讲一件现象，而不是用科学来提到一个事实。
Actually, it's a literary rhetorics trying to discuss something, not a scientific explanation.
所以我们大家都知道。
Now, of course, we all know.
是地球绕太阳。
It is actually the planet of Earth that move around the sun.
那我问你啊
，But I ask you，
你们哪一个人看见地球绕过太阳的
？Any one of you have seen the planet of Earth moving around the sun？
看见过地球绕太阳，请举手。
Just raise your hand。
你举了，我就把你手砍下来。
Then I'll cut your hand。
因为我们没一个人看见过。
Because we have never seen it。
我再问你
，I want to ask you，
你们中间哪一个人看过太阳绕地球的
？Anyone have seen actually the sun moving around？
看到的请举手。
第二，
啊，你不砍。你不举啊，你自己砍自己了。
So you see yourself?
我们都看见是太阳在绕地球。
We see that the sun is moving.
所以现在你写的时候
，So as you write,
你已经明白了。
You understand?
是地球绕太阳。
It is the earth that move around the sun.
你要写一首诗的时候
，You want to write a poem.
你说东方吐白，太阳上升。
You say this that the east dawn and also the sun rises.
你会不会这样写呢？
Would you write in this manner?
当然这样写。
Of course.
有没有文学叫做地球绕一半，太阳不见的时候
？And then would they say that the sun move halfway and then the
再绕一半，它又跑出来的时候
？And that half it comes again.
那个是一个很科学，没有人要读的文学。
That's a very scientific, but this is not literature that everyone read.
所以你知道圣经的文体。
So you know that this Bible literature
不是用科学的方程式写的
Not using a scientific equation to write
诗歌的方程式写的
But 用 a poetic expression
这样你对你的女朋友说
Like you tell a girlfriend
任凭海枯石烂我永远爱你
Even the sea was dry forever I love you
你刚活到二十岁你曾经看过石头烂掉吗
You're only 20 of age Have you ever seen this stone wither away
你曾经经历过什么海枯干吗
Have you ever experienced
大概那不你三寸不烂之舌乱讲话吧。
But only your tongue tongue was speaking nonsense.
就是这种话使你的女朋友受感动就愿意嫁给你。
But this statement actually touched the girl, your girlfriend's heart, and that's why she want to get married to you because this statement.
是圣经的文学。
So the literature of the Bible.
永远不需要改。
It need not be changed.
因为它是以诗歌的形式来表现。
Because it's expressed in a poetic manner.
那么你如果是圣经里面是没有科学，我告诉你错了。
If you were to say that in the Bible there's no science, I tell you you're wrong.
约伯记告诉我们，上帝把地球悬在太空。
Because the book of Job says that God has hanged this earth on the air.
所以表示下面没有柱子。
Which means below it there's no pillar.
所以很奇妙的，又说呢，以赛亚书第四十章，上帝坐在地球的大圈之上。
然后在 Isaiah chapter 14, he says that God sits on the ring of the earth.
God sits upon the great circle of the earth.所以这样地球是圆的，圣经讲。
So then we see the earth actually is round, what's said in the Bible.
不但如此，在约伯记第三十七章告诉我们。
And Job chapter 37 says,
因这光，地面改变如泥印印。
Because of this light, and then this earth will change.
Because of this light, the surface of this earth is changing, just like sand is now stamping on it. 什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
不断的受不同的光线照耀，因为它在旋转。
Because it is moving, and that's why it's being affected differently by the light.
所以这就是圣经的话。
These are the statement of the Bible.
而且是当没有哥本尼以前几千年都行。
And a few thousand years before Copernicus.
以赛亚怎么知道地球是圆的呢？
Isaiah, how would he know that the earth is round?
约伯怎么知道地球悬在那里没有柱子的呢？
How would Job know that the earth is hung there without pillars supporting it?
怎么知道太阳光会转移地球，以至于像泥土被印上去一样呢？
How would he know?That the earth moves so that then this like a stamp on the earth.
原来做窑器的人
actually the one is a porter.
做那些陶器、瓷器的人
the one is a porter.
把这个的瓷器呢雕器放在一个圆盘的上面
actually this earth is put on the wheel.
然后这个圆盘转的时候
and when this wheel turns,
他们就印把它印上去
then they press impressionally.
后来等成功的时候呢
when it's successful now,
你看你的盘子具有很多印在上面的
and on the plate there are many prints.
有画在那里的
and it's drawn down.
当然中国最好的景德镇的陶瓷不是印上去，是一面一字一画一画就画上。
Of course, the best China way in 景德镇 actually is not a printed, but drawn one by one.
他要讲的是什么呢
？What does he want to say?
他不是讲的这个画的人一直走来画这个图画。
He's not saying that the one draw when they move around it.
他是说这个东西转了，他就这样印上去。
But right, say this thing move and then it's being printed.
那是描写地球。在自转的过程中
but only to describe that the earth moved by itself
那么天下根本没有一本书像圣经一样
and not a book in the whole world like a Bible
所以哥本尼的天文学的革命
so the astronomical revolution of Copernicus
不应当是反对基督教的题目
it shouldn't be a topic that is trying to go against the Christianity
应当是纠正教皇跟教会的领袖错解圣经的历史
But it's a history that he corrected the Pope and the Church wrongly interpreted the Bible.
是无神论跟共产主义的教育家。
So the atheists and the communist educator.
他们就借着这些科学上与教会的争执的这一段的历史大肆攻击基督教。
Through this conflict of so-called science and also the church, they want to attack the church.
用这个办法使很多的年轻人反对教会，离开上帝。反对圣经，那他们就变成无神论的人。
Using this method, want to cause all the young people to go against the Bible, go against God, and go against the church.
是这样吗？
Is that true?
如果是这样才对的话，
If that is true, and then it is correct.
那么哥本尼一定比你更早离开教会。
And Copernicus, as compared to you, will leave the church even earlier than you do.
但是事实不是如此。
But the fact is not so.
我告诉你，中国教会在研究这个天文学到现在一两百年的历史中间，没有人好好为真理讲过话。
And in the Chinese church, when they started with the astronomical study, no one has truly spoken for the church.
你知道 Copernicus 到死的时候还是很虔诚。天天祷告读圣经的基督徒。
You know, Copernicus, even until before he died, he is a very godly and pious person. He read the Bible daily.
因为他一方面发现是地球绕太阳，不是太阳绕地球。
So on one hand, he have really discovered that it is the planet of the earth that move around the sun and not the other way around.
一方面他相 信这是上帝创造的奇妙，而且圣经所讲的本来就是这样。
On the other hand, he believes that this is a wonderfulness creation of God, and that is the way the Bible expounds it.
这个变得很好笑的事情。
It become funny now.
讲神学的讲错圣经，不读神学的讲对圣经。
The one who studies theology interpret the Bible wrongly. The one that studies theology now interpret correctly.
我告诉你，牧师讲错道是常常发生的事情。
There are many, many instances where the pastor preaches wrongly.
很多的有真心追求的基督徒比圣经懂得比牧师更正确，也是常常发生。
And there are also those Christians who study the Bible very diligently. They even know much better than the pastors.
我不是意思说你比你的牧师就更厉害，我不是那意思。
I'm not saying that you're better than a pastor.
请你注意。
Pay attention.
所以这三百多年来
，For this 300 years，
近代历史中间最大的四个科学家
，The contemporary science in the scientific world， there are four great scientists。
第一个 Copernicus，
one is Copernicus。
第二个是 Isaac Newton，
Sir Isaac Newton。
第三个是 Johann Kepler，
the third one is John Kepler。
第四个 Galileo Galilei，
Galileo。
这四个人呢
，these four，
每一个都是基督徒。
Every single one is a Christian.
每一个都是很敬虔的人。
And also very godly Christian.
每一个都是常常祷告读经的人。
Everyone that read the Bible and pray.
每一个都纪念基督为他们死，到死的时候，他们是盼望耶稣基督回接他们回到上帝。
Even before they die, they also believe that God will take them to heaven.
这四个里面对中国人影响最深，使我们最尊重的可能是牛顿。
And for this four, the one influenced the Chinese the most probably is Isaac Newton.
Newton 说上帝写了两本书。
And Newton said that God has written two books.
一本是圣经，一本是自然。
One is the Bible, one is the nature.
上帝在自然写出他伟大的创造。
God in nature has written his great creation.
上帝在圣经里面写出他伟大的救赎。
God in the Bible has written his great salvation.
牛顿做科学家做了一生。
So Newton for his whole life he is a scientist.
当他年老的时候，他说我已经接受了自然这本书。现在我愿意更深的一层来接受圣经这一本书。
He said, "Now I expounded on this book, nature. Now I'm all I want to expound clearly on this book called the Bible."
我有三个女儿，我只有一个男孩子。
I have three daughters but one son.
这个男孩子好几次走到前头奉献要做传道人。
And my son, for many times he walked forward on that day himself to be a preacher.
但是读到高中毕业
，After the high school，
读到大学毕业
，After his college，
读到硕士毕业
，After his master，
一直进到博士
，And now coming to PhD。
他没有告诉我们他什么时候要做传道人的。
He had not told us when he wanted to be a preacher.
所以有一次我把他请到台上来。
So one, I invited him to the pulpit.
一上台大家哈哈大笑。
When he came out, everybody laughed.
原来他们就发现唐崇荣这么小，他孩子这么大。
Then you find that the son is so big and Stephen Tong is so small in stature.
220磅。
250 pounds.
六尺高。
Six feet.
我在他旁边变成好像小孩子。
And beside him, I look like a kid.
其实我是爸爸，他是小子，我是老子。
Father is just a son.
那我说呢，我的孩子名叫大卫，但是身体是哥利亚。
I say my son named David, but then his stature is Goliath.
我就对我的会众问他一个问题。
So I in my congregation ask me a question.
你曾经要奉献做传道，为什么你读物理学而不是读神学
？You have dedicated yourself to the preacher once. Why did you study physics and not theology?
他回答什么呢
？And how did he answer?
我要先把上帝创造的奥秘最难最深的学问搞清楚了，然后才把神救赎的真理研究了。
I want to study first well the nature of God created which is so profound and then I will expound about the Bible.
我本身是很受感动。
I myself was so touched.
因为我对他问那个问题的时候我是没有先告诉他。
So when I asked him that question, I did not tell him first.
他回答的时候也不是不知道怎么回答随便乱讲。
So when he answered, it's as if he's in the casual, no.
他是胸有成竹一问就答出来。
But actually he knew the answer within him and then he answered very clearly.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
牛顿就是用这个态度。
Newton adopted this attitude.
我已经解释了上帝创造的自然这本书。
And I expounded nature that God has created.
我年老的时候要解释上帝救赎的另外一本书。
So when I'm old, I'll expound this book about redemption of God.
你知道不知道呢
？Do you know?
牛顿不但没有反对上帝。
This Isaac Newton, not only he did not oppose God.
牛顿不但没有怀疑圣经。
Not only he was a skeptical towards the Bible.
牛顿不但 但劝人应用科学抵挡真理。
Not only that he did not ask us to oppose this Bible with the science.
牛顿年老的时候
，When he was old, Newton
真正写了几本圣经注释。
He has actually written a few commentary on the Bible.
其中有一本。
One of it
是但以理书注释
，The book Daniel。
为什么呢
？Why？
它要思想到政治跟真正最高的权柄，不是世界的君王，是创造万有的上帝。
He pondered about this politician and politics. He said the higher authority is not man but God.
而且他说这个世界不是没有目的，以后要面向最后神所定的末日。那个最高的目的而前进。
He says this world is not without a destiny, but finally it will face the judgment of the God who has created the world.
牛顿所写的《但以理书》注释
，and Newton has written this commentary on Daniel.
现在存在英国的大学的图书馆里面
，and also now is kept also in England.
那么在几百年来
，and then for these hundreds of years,
有几次英国的出版商再把这些书印出来。
There are a few times this publisher in England published this book.
其中有一本是19世纪重印的。
One of it was reprinted in the 19th century.
给我在一个古董店被发现了。
So I found it in an antique shop.
哦，我看到了这古董店有这本书，作者是 Sir Isaac Newton. 我眼睛大到像电灯一样。
So when I saw this book in that antique shop, that this is Sir Isaac Newton, who was the author.
哇，我应该买下来。
I said I must buy it.
我把牛顿所写的书。一百多年前印的带回印尼放在我的图书馆多好啊
This book written by Isaac Newton reprinted about 100 years ago if I take it back to Indonesia and put it in a seminary it's good
这个书已经很老了
It's a very old ancient book
很旧了
Very old
你看那个书皮
Even see the cover
你看那个印刷的字体
You see the print on it
你在那个纸的本质
And the paper quality
个字长久已经可以给我们看见实在是古董的一本书
Yes, age become antique
那我就问了老板说这个卖多少钱
And I asked the owner how much is this
他说3800块美金
$3,800
那等于你们的钱大概10,000多块了
Maybe more than $10,000 money
大概13,000块了
10,000
是不是啊
$13,000 maybe
3,400大概是这样啊
About $13,000
那我的算数不错了、
My arithmetic is good
那我说2000可以吗
I said what about
2000
No.
2500可以吗
2005?
不可以
No.
我买不起
But I cannot buy it.
所以我就望洋兴叹
So I can only but sigh about it.
就上飞机回印尼去
So I went to aboard the plane and went back to Indonesia.
三年以后呢
Three years later.
我再到那个城市讲
I went to that city to preach again.
我又跑到那个古董店
So I went to that antique shop again.
那本书还在哪里
The book is still there.
啊，感谢主还没卖。
Praise God, it's not sold yet.
因为这么久没有卖，大概会落价了。
Maybe the double price.
问他到底多少钱
？How much?
他说你从前问过了，3800块。
You asked me in the past $3,800.
他记得我哎。
Oh, he remember me.
我记得那本书，不记得他哎。
I remember that book, not him.
还是3800。
$3,800.
我还是没有钱买。
I did not buy.
我跑回来了。
I came back.
我今天这件事情，我已经告诉了超过3800个人了。
I've already told more than 3,800 people on this event.
那是真的事情。
Is it true?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Sir Isaac Newton.
He didn't only.Interpret the created universe.
他不单单只是这个全是被造的世界
to manifest the glory of God's creation.
来彰显神创造的荣耀
He also tried to expose the revealed Bible.
他也尝试把圣经这个启示的书放在解说
to manifest the glory of God's redemption.
来彰显神救赎的荣耀
感谢上帝
Praise God.
所以牛顿是一个伟大的科学家
So Newton is a great scientist.
我告诉你
I tell you.
科学家跟教皇之间不是彼此相仇的。
The scientists and the Pope within there is an enemy.
你不必用教会曾经逼迫科学家趁机借题发挥来大大反对上帝跟他的道。
You don't have to take the opportunity whereby you think the church oppose the scientists and oppose God.
相反的
But on the reverse,
你要知道这不过是同样是基督徒的教皇，是基督徒的科学家。对圣经解释不同的意见而已。
You must know it's the same Pope, it's the same Christian that interpret the Bible differently.
当这些不同意见的人
，So when these Christians who are of different opinions
离开世界以前
，When before they leave the world，
都是祷告要回到上帝那里。
They all together pray when they go back to God.
我们可以意见不同
，We can be different in our opinions.
我们不必做仇敌
We don't have to be enemies.
我们可以意见不同。
We can disagree.
我们求主给我们和平。
We ask God to give us peace.
给我们错的要修改，回到真理的面前。
So those who are wrong will be rectified and return back to the truth.
照样，我告诉你。
In the same way, I tell you.
进化论的学者。
The evolution scholars,
他们的解释什么呢？
What do they interpret?
这么多的动物周围是怎么来的？
So many of the animals, plants, where do they come from?
他们也不敢说不是上帝造的。
They cannot say that it's created by God.
问他们试试看，假设一件事情。
But they try to presuppose something.
上帝原先造的很简单的。
That God created something which is simple. 或
者上帝把一种演化的能力放在里面。
And God put this power evolution in them.
为让这些的生物周围自己演变，自己复杂化，自己多样化，自己变成千千万万不同的类别。
So that this living thing, this plant, evolve, diversify, and also become new species.
所以这是一种解释。
This is only by the explanation.
这种解释到底对在哪里？到底错了多少？
This explanation, how much is it right and how much is it wrong?
我现在跟你讲两个不同的名词。
I want to tell it in two terms first.
一个叫做的 macro evolution.
为什么 macro evolution?
第二种叫的 micro evolution.
微观的跟宏观的这个进化。
什么叫的 macro evolution?
为什么 micro evolution?
就是整个大体上
that in the big totality,
有一个很大的这种进化的这种现象。
There is a phenomenon of macro evolution.
第二种叫做 micro evolution.
What is called micro evolution?
微小的细节里面有一些的演变。